So we're hearing from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, translation and commentary by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Okay, now we're on Antyalila chapter 2, the chastisement of Chotaharidas. Akdina Chaya Prabhure Koilani Mantran Garebata Kore Kore Bibida Bhyanjan. One day, Bhagavan Acharya invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to dine at his home. Thus he was preparing rice and various types of vegetables. Chota Haridasanam Prabhura Kirtaniya Tahare Kohena Acharya Dakyaniya. A devotee named Chota Haridas used to sing for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhagavan Acharya called him to his home and spoke as follows. So, this Chota Haridas here, he's described as one of the Lord's kirtaniyas. He's a sankirtan man. He's a singer, very good singer, and dear to the Lord also. But devotee named Chota Haridas. Chota means like junior, younger Haridas. Chota, Boro, and Chota. Chota Haridas used to sing for Mahaprabhu. Bhagavan Acharya called him to his home and spoke as follows. Moraname Shikir Mahitir Bhagini Stanigiya Shukla Chal Akman Anahamagiya. Please go to the sister of Shiki Mahiti. In my name, ask her for a mound of white rice and bring it here. So in India, it says Shukla Chal, white rice, is also called Atapa Chal, or rice that has not been boiled before being threshed. Another kind of rice called Siddha Chal, brown rice, is boiled before being threshed. Well, what this means is normally, I guess they are boiling the rice a little bit to take off the husk. That's done normally now today. I mean, most of the rice is done that way. But in that time, it's not considered acceptable for offering to the deity because it's already been partially cooked to get the husk off by a person, you know, normal, you know, what considered a not a devotee, so they wouldn't want to so much offer that to the Lord of the devotees. So he's asking him to get Shukla Chal. You get some very nice rice that's good for offering to Mahaprabhu. And then, Mahitir Bhagani Se Nama Madhavi Devi Brita Tapasvini Ara Parama Vaishnavi. And here's a very crucial explanation of who Shiki Mahiti's sister. Shiki Mahiti's sister was named Madhavi Devi. She was an elder lady who always performed austerity. She's described as a Parama Vaishnavi, a very exalted Vaishnavi, and Brita, old, and Tapasvini. She's a very renounced lady. Shiki Mahiti's sister was named Madhavi Devi. She was an elderly lady who always performed austerity. She was very advanced in devotional service. If you read the story quickly, you might wonder who Madhavi Devi is. She's not a young lady. She's an advanced Vaishnav. She's a renounced person. Then, Prabhu Leka Korijare Radhikaragan Jagatera Madhipatra Share Tinajan. Mahaprabhu accepted her as having formerly been an associate of Srimati Radharani. In the entire world, 3.5 people were his intimate devotees. And Srila Srinivasa Maharshi and Govinda Maharshi, they've sometimes described that you can take this 3.5 devotees as a concession to the Orissan devotees. You know, there's some concession there, that these are three. Mahaprabhu has 3.5 devotees. These 3.5 devotees don't include persons like Gadadhar Pandit, etc. But they include something of the Orissan section. Anyway, this is, you know, sometimes some humor given by our acharyas. Say, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted her as having been an associate of Srimati Radharani. In the entire world, 3.5 people were his intimate devotees. Swarup Gosai Ar Rai Ramananda Shiki Mahiti Teen Tandra Bhagini Ardajan. The three were Swarup Damodar, 1, Ramananda Roy, 2, Shikimahiti, 3, and the half person was Shikimahiti's sister. She's half. But half is better than none, because only three people are whole and she's the half. Okay? Well, the other three that are whole are men. Half is a lady. But still, I mean, to be in 3.5 out of all the devotees, in the entire world, 3.5 people were his intimate devotees. And, you know, Srila Govinda Maharaj said, you know, it's not including Gadadhar Pandit, who Mahaprabhu spends so much time with by Tota Gopinath temple and everything. He's not one. Shikimahiti, his sister, that's 1.5. Then Ramananda Roy, that's 2.5. 2.5 out of 3.5 are actually Arisan devotees. The other Swarup Damodar. Tarataya Tandula Magi Anila Haridas Tandula Deki Acharya Arika Ulas. After begging the rice from her, Chota Haridas brought it to Bhagavan Acharya, who was very pleased to see its quality. Snehe Randila Prabhur Priyaje Vyanjan Yula Prashad Adachaki Limbu Salaban. In great affection, Bhagavan Acharya cooked varieties of vegetables and other preparations dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He also obtained remnants of food from Lord Jagannath and digestive aids such as ground ginger and also lime and salt. Madhyanya Siya Prabhu Bhojane Basila Shayanadeki Prabhu Acharyade Puchila. At noon, when Mahaprabhu came to eat the offerings of Bhagavan Acharya, he first appreciated the fine rice and therefore questioned him. Uttamaana Efta Tandula Kahate Paila Acharya Kohe Madhavi Pasha Magya Anila. Mahaprabhu asked, "Where did you get such fine rice?" Bhagavan Acharya replied, "I got it by begging from Madhavi Devi. Prabhu kohe konjai magyanila chota haridas ernam acharya kohila." When Mahaprabhu asked who had begged the rice and brought it back, Bhagavan Acharya mentioned the name of Chota Haridas. That's the way also Srila Govinda Maharaj would ask you questions, going very innocent way. Where did you go? Oh, I went to so-and-so place. What were you doing there? And you'd say, and did you go alone? Like each question is getting, you know, more to the specifics of what Govinda Maharaj is asking. And before you know, he's got all the details, you know. It just starts out very, very softly. So Bhagavan Acharya mentioned the name of Chota Haridas. Anaprashamshiya Prabhu Bhojana Korila Nijagrihe Ashi Govindarayagyadila. Praising the quality of the rice, Mahaprabhu partook of the prasadam. Then after returning to his residence, he gave the following order to Govinda's personal assistant. Aji hoite e mor agyapaliva chota haridase ihan ashite nadiva. From this day forward, do not allow Chota Haridas to come here. It starts out, oh, very nice rice. Where did you get this rice? Oh, I got it from begging from Madhavi Devi, who's an elderly tapasvini, an elderly devotee, counted as 1.5 devotees for intimate relations with Mahaprabhu. Oh, did you get the rice by begging yourself? No, I sent Chota Haridas. Then Mahaprabhu gets back, tells Govinda, from now on, don't let Haridas come here. So, from this day on, do not allow Chota Haridas to come here. Dvaramana hoila Haridas duke hoila mane ki lagiya dvaraman keho nahi jane. When Chota Haridas heard that he had been ordered not to approach Mahaprabhu, he was very unhappy. No one could understand why he had been ordered not to come. Tindin hoila Haridas kori upabas swarupari ashi puchila Mahaprabhu pas. Haridas fasted continuously for 3 days. Then Swarup Damodar and other confidential devotees approached Mahaprabhu to inquire from him. Konaparad Prabhu Koila Haridas, Kilagiya Dwaramana Kori Upabas. What great offense has Chota Haridas committed? Why has he been forbidden to come to your door? He has now been fasting for 3 days. Prabhu Kohe Vairagi Kore Prakriti Sambhashan Dekitena Parunami Taharabandan. The Lord said, I cannot tolerate seeing the face of a person who is a renunciant who still talks intimately with a woman. Dubara Indriya Kore Vishaya Grahan Garavi Prakriti Hare Munerapiman. So strongly do the senses adhere to the objects of their enjoyment that indeed a wooden statue of a woman attracts the mind of even a great saintly person. Mantrasvastra duhitrava na vikitasano bhavet balavan indriya gramo vidvamsham api karshati. One should not stick closely with one's mother, sister, or daughter, for the senses are so strong that they may attract even a person advanced in knowledge. So Mahaprabhu's standard is unimaginable. You know, how he behaved with, how there are so many examples, how Mahaprabhu behaved with Maharaj Prataparudra, who is very deeply devoted to Mahaprabhu, who said he would rather give up his kingdom and beg door to door, accepting the sign of a yogi with an ivory earring in his ear, rather be a renounced yogi mendicant than not have Mahaprabhu's darshan. That's one. And when Mahaprabhu's devotees from Bengal are visiting him, one of the persons, I forget the devotee's name, who is a sweet maker from Bengal, came to visit Mahaprabhu and said, I brought with me my wife, and he mentioned his wife's name. Somebody he and his wife, Mahaprabhu, had known since his childhood. When Mahaprabhu heard the expression, I came with my wife, Mahaprabhu flinched, you know, like he was startled, but didn't say anything, you know, out of affection for the devotee, but just to be told, you know, that the name of the person's wife. So Mahaprabhu's, he's a standard of, you know, renunciation of sannyas that we don't know about in this age, practically. In that time, he's practicing a virakta sannyasi. Just, you know, perfectly, perfect sannyasi in all respects. Won't sleep on a bed. You know, that suggestion that Jagannanda give him some cloth stuffed with cotton so that he doesn't sleep on the hard ground, Mahaprabhu rejects. Says, you know, next thing you'll want to bring me is a masseur, somebody to give me the massages. And then when Jagannanda wants to offer Mahaprabhu some sandalwood oil for his head for cooling, you know, Mahaprabhu refuses, says, no, take it and burn it for the deity and the ghee lamps. Don't give it to me. If, you know, somebody smells that oil on my head, they'll think that I'm maintaining, you know, like some secret life. So, you know, in every way, or with Ramachandra Puri, you know, just the suggestion, which is not true, that he's eating, you know, more than even a small amount, Mahaprabhu cuts his eating in half. So Mahaprabhu, by all considerations, he's, you know, exemplary in what he does in terms of, you know, his showing the life of a sannyasi, despite the fact he's very affectionate and receiving all the devotees. And here it is with Chota Haridas. Mahaprabhu, you know, don't let him come here anymore. Kudra jiva sabha markata vairagya koriya indriya charana bule prakriti sambasha There are many persons with little in their possession who accept the renounced order of life like monkeys. They go here and there engaging in sense gratification and speaking intimately with women. And these are called Markita Vairagis. Markita means monkey. So they're called monkey renunciates. You know. So there are many people that their idea of vairagya is to be like a monkey. You know, external. Completely external. You know, in terms of their appearance, in terms of their eating habits, in terms of their outward signs of, you know, renunciation. You know, just minimum. But they have no Krishna, they have no real consciousness. They have no internal development. It's just an external thing. I stayed once in South India. The man met one person. All he ever dressed in was gumshoes. But he was very nice to me. I mean, he treated me very nicely. You know, and he had nothing, but he had a big, big brass loader, very shiny, and it said, Ram Das Mahabairagi. Or Mahatapasvi. I think it was Mahatapasvi. You know, Ram Das Maha Renunciant. A nice man. But, you know, no real, they're not necessarily having any internal development in terms of consciousness, at least in terms of what we're talking about. You know, some consciousness of one's relationship with the Lord and service to the spiritual master. But, you know, certainly, in some cases, nice demeanor. Ete kahe Mahaprabhu abhyantare gela gosaira aveshadeki sabe mona hoila. And in other cases, as Srila, we've heard, this tapasya, that it's dry like a stick. Something people, it makes very dry. After saying this, Mahaprabhu entered his room. Seeing him in such an angry mood, all the devotees felt silent. So they just said, you know, what has Chota Haridas done to deserve this kind of treatment? And Mahaprabhu says, just seeing the face of somebody who's a vairagi, who's a renunciant, but talks with women, I can't help myself. I must reject him. I can't. Do but otherwise. So then, after saying this, Mahaprabhu entered his room. Seeing him in such an angry mood, all the devotees fell silent. Aradine sabe mili praborachanane haridas lagi kichu koila nibedane. The next day, all the devotees together approached the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu to submit an appeal on behalf of Chota Haridas. Aupaparad Prabhu koraha prashad. Ebe shikha hoilana koribe aparan. Haridas has committed a small offense, they said. Therefore, O Lord, please be merciful to him. Now he has received a sufficient lesson. In the future, he will not commit such an offense. He's done an alpa aparan, not a big thing. And he's been chastised rightly by you, but he's learned his lesson. Now give him some, you know. Prabhu kohe moravash nahe moraman prakriti sambhashi vairagi nakore darshan. Mahaprabhu said, my mind is not under my control. It does not like to see anyone who's a renunciant who talks intimately with women. Nijakarye jahasabe charabritakata punajare kaha ama nadakibe heta. You should all attend to your respective engagements. Give up this useless talk. If you speak this way again, I shall go away and you will no longer see me here. Just go attend to your service. If you bring this up again, I'm leaving. That's what he's saying. Itashuni sabe nija karne hastadiya nija nija kare sabe gelata utia. Hearing this, all the devotees covered their ears with their hands, got up and went about their respective duties. Mahaprabhu madhyana korite chaligela Bhujanana Jaya Mahaprabhu or Leela. Mahaprabhu also left that place to perform his noon duties. No one could understand his pastimes. No one could understand what Mahaprabhu's Leela. Ardeen Sabe Paramananda Puristane Prabhu ke prasana kara koilani vedane. The next day all the devotees went to Sri Paramananda Puri and requested him to pacify the Lord. And Paramananda Puri is someone who the Lord accepts as being like as Guru Bharga. He's accepting Paramananda Puri and so happy that Paramananda Puri is living, has come to join him in Jagannath Puri, and always accepting Paramananda Puri in the league of, you know, godbrothers of his spiritual master, of being very worshipable by Mahaprabhu. Not just his follower, but Mahaprabhu is considering him like a senior, an elder Vaishnava who he'll give worship to. Tabe Puri Gosai Aka Prabhu Stani Aila Namaskare Prabhutare Sambrame Basaila. Paramananda Puri thereupon went alone to the residence of Mahaprabhu, the Lord, after offering him obeisances, seated him by his side with great respect. Puchila ki agya keni hoilagamon Haridase Prasad Lagi Koila Nibedan. The Lord inquired, "What is your order? For what purpose have you come here?" Paramananda Puri then submitted his prayer that the Lord show favor to Chota Haridas. Shunya Kohen Prabhu, Shunaha Gosai, Sab Vaishnava Loya Tumi, Raha Etai. Hearing this request, Mahaprabhu replied, My dear Lord, please hear me. It is better for you to stay here with all the Vaishnavas. Muri Agya Hoy Mui Ja Alala Nath Akale Rohiba Tahan Govinda Matrasad. Please give me permission to go to Alalanath. I shall remain there alone. Only Govinda will go with me. Eta Boli Prabhu Jari Govinde Bolaila Purire Namaskari Kori Utiya Chalila. After saying this, the Lord called for Govinda. Offering obeisances to Paramananda Puri, got up and began to leave. So Mahaprabhu is not, nobody can placate him in regard to Chota Haridas. And when Paramananda Puri does it, he just says, "Okay, you can stay here, take care of the devotees. Govinda, come here and we'll pack our bags and we're leaving." That's his reaction. Tomara je ichakura svatantra ishwar keva ki bolite pare tomara upar. Paramananda Puri said, "My dear Lord, you are the independent personality of Godhead. You can do whatever you like. Who can say anything above you? If this is what you desire, nobody can tell you what you can do and what you can't do. You're free to do as you like, you know." Lokahita lage tomar sabavyavahar, meaning about Chota Haridas. If you're not going to see him, nobody can tell you anything. We made some suggestion, but nobody can impress upon you what you have to do or what you can't do. Lokahita lage tomar sabavyavahar ami sab na jani gambir ridoya tomar. All your activities are for the benefit of people in general. We cannot understand them, for your intentions are deep and grave. Eta boli puri gosai gela nijastane haridastane gela sab bhaktagane. After saying this, Paramananda Puri left for his own home. Then all the devotees went to see Chota Haridas. Swarup Gosai Kohe Shuna Haridas Sabe Tomar Hitabanche Koraha Bishmas. Swarup Damodar said, "Please hear us, Haridas, for we all wish you well. Please believe this. Prabhu Hate Padijache Svatantri Ishvar Kabul Kripa Koribena Jate Doyalu Antar." At present, Mahaprabhu is persisting in his mood of anger because he is the independent supreme personality of God. At some time, however, he will surely be merciful, for at heart he is very kind. Tume kata koiletara hatase varive snan bojanakora apmane krodha jabe. The Lord is persisting. And if you also persist, His persistence will increase. It is better for you to bathe and take prasadam. In due course, His anger will automatically subside. Eta bolitarishnan bojana koraya apana bhavana aila tare ashvashiya. Having said this, Swarup Damodar induced Haridas to bathe and take prasad. After thus reassuring him, he returned home. Prabhu jari jan jagannath darshane duri rohi Haridas konan darshane. When Mahaprabhu went to see Lord Jagannath in the temple, Haridas would stay a long distance away and see him. Mahaprabhu Kripa Sindhu Ke Pare Bujite Priya Bhakte Danda Koran Dharma Bujite. Mahaprabhu is the ocean of mercy. Who can understand him? When he chastises his dear devotees, he certainly does so to reestablish the principles of religion or duty. Deki Trasupajila Sabhaktagane Swapneha Chadila Sabe Stri Sambhashane. After all, the devotees saw this example of a mentality of fear grew among them. Therefore, they all stopped talking with women, even in dreams. Emate Haridasa Ak Matsaragila Tabu Mahaprabhurmani Prasharanahila. In this way, a complete year passed for Chota Haridas, but still there was not a sign of Mahaprabhu's mercy toward him. Ratriyama Sheshe Prabhure Dandavad Hoya Prayagate Gela Koreha Kichuna Bolia. Thus, at the end of one night, Chota Haridas, after offering Mahaprabhu his respectful obeisances, departed for Prayag without saying anything to anyone. Prabhupad Prapti Lagi Sankalpa Korila Triveni Pravesha Kori Pranachadila. Chota Haridas had conclusively decided to attain shelter at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Thus he entered deep into the water at Triveni, the confluence of the Ganges and Jamuna at Prayag, and in this way gave up his life. Though we also have seen some persons have imitated this activity of Haridas, Chota Haridas. There's also something that can't be imitated. This is Mahaprabhu's own leela. It doesn't apply to situations in this world, you know, in the same way. It's not just by somebody going to the confluence of the Triveni that they're going to absolve themselves. This is Mahaprabhu's leela. I mean, Chota Haridas is an intimate disciple of Mahaprabhu. Thus he entered deep into the water at Triveni, the confluence of the Ganges and Jamuna at Prayag, and in this way gave up his life. Sekhane Dibyadehe Prabhustani Aila Prabhu Kripa Paya Antardane Rohila. Immediately after committing suicide in this way, he went in his spiritual body to Mahaprabhu and received the mercy of the Lord. However, he still remained invisible. Gandharvadehe Gana Korana Antardane Ratriye Prabhure Shunaya Gita Anyena Hijane. In a spiritual body resembling that of a Gandharva, Chota Haridas, although invisible, would sing at night for Mahaprabhu to hear. No one but the Lord, however, knew of this. Akdin Mahaprabhu Puchila Bhaktagane Haridas Kahatari Anaha. One day Mahaprabhu inquired from the devotees, "Where is Chota Haridas? Now you can bring him here." Over a year had passed. One day Mahaprabhu just says, "Where's that Chota Haridas? Somebody, you can bring him here now." Sabe kohe Haridas Varsha Purnadine Ratre Uti Kahagela Kehonahijane. The devotees all replied, "One night at the end of a full year, Chota Haridas got up and went away. No one knows where he has gone." Shuni Mahaprabhu Ishat Hashya Rohila Sabhaktagan Mone Vishmoy Hoila. While hearing the devotees lament, Mahaprabhu was mildly smiling Thus all the devotees were very much astonished. At Deen Jagadananda Swarup Govinda Kashishwar Shankar Damodar Mukunda Samudra Snane Gela Sabe Shuni Kato Dure Haridas Gayana Jaina Dake Kanta Sware. One day Jagadananda Swarup, I believe this is Swarup Damodar, Govinda Kashishwar Shankar Damodar Damodar Pandit and Mukunda all went to bathe in the sea. They could hear Haridas singing from a distant place as if calling them in his original voice. Manushya na deke madhura gita matra shune govindani sabe meli koila anumane. No one could see him, but they could hear him singing in a sweet voice. Therefore all the devotees headed by Govinda made this guess. Bishade Kaya Haridas Atmagata Koila Se Pape Jane Rama Rakshasha Hoila. Okay, Haridas must have committed suicide by drinking poison, and because of this sinful act he has now become a Brahmin ghost. Akarana Deki Matra Shuni Taragan Sarup Kohen A Mitya Anuman. We cannot see his material form, they said, but still we hear his sweet voice, his sweet singing. Therefore he must have become a ghost. Swarup Damodar, however, protested, "This is a false guess. Your guess is not correct." And I just say in general, you know, there is no provision for somebody who commits suicide. There's no shraddha, there's no reformatory process, you know, for someone who commits suicide, at least for over a year. I mean, it's considered, you know, tantamount to killing somebody, because you have killed somebody, the person. But anyway, they say, oh, now he's committed suicide, therefore he's become a ghost. But Swarup Damodar protests. This is a false guess. That's not what really happened. Ajanma Krishna Kirtan Prabhu Rasevan Prabhu Kripa Patra Ar Ketarar Maran. Chota Haridas chanted the Lord's name, Krishna Kirtan. He chanted Krishna Kirtan throughout his entire life and served the Supreme Lord Mahaprabhu intimately. Moreover, he is dear to the Lord and has died in a holy place. So these kind of persons don't become ghosts. You know, one who's dear to the Lord, intimately related to him, chanting the holy name his whole life. This kind of person does not become a ghost. Durgati naho, and died in a holy place. Durgati nahoi tara shadgati sehoi Prabhu Bhangi A Pachi Janiba Nishchoi. Haridas cannot have been degraded. He must have attained the divine plane. This is a pastime of Mahaprabhu's. You will all understand it later. Prayag Hoite Ak Vaishnava Navadeep Aila Haridasar Bhartateho Sabare Kohila. A devotee returned to Navadeep from Prayag and told everyone the details of Chota Haridas's suicide. Jaichi Sankalpa Jaichi Trimeni Praveshila Shuni Srivasadir Mone Bishmoy Hoila. He explained how Chota Haridas had made his resolution and had thus entered the waters at the confluence of the Jamuna and Ganges. Hearing these details, Srivas Thakur and the other Vaishnavas were very surprised. Varshantare Shivananda Sabhaktaloya Prabhure Milila Ashi Anandita. At the end of the year, Shivananda Sen came to Jagannath Puri as usual, accompanied by the other devotees, and thus in great happiness met Mahaprabhu. Haridas Kaha Jari Srivas Puchila Svakarmafal Bhuk Puman Prabhu Uttara Dila. When Srivas Thakur inquired from Mahaprabhu, "Where is Chota Haridas?" the Lord replied, "A person is sure to achieve the results of his fruitive activities." So, you know, where is Chota Haridas? Oh, he got his karma fall. No problem. He replied. The person's sure to get the results of his, you know, of his karma. And also Govinda Maharaj would say things like that about himself, about others. You know, you can't, someone's just getting their karma full. They're, you know, we're saying that, you know, devotee's not under the laws of karma. But, you know, Govinda Maharaj is still dealing with it, you know, like we're not gods. We're in the section, we're in the mortal section of the world. You know, we're mortals. I'm just getting my karma full, or you're getting somebody's, you know, even when one devotee was leaving this world, he says, all of us have, that devotee, you know, Srila Govinda Maharaj told him, we're all getting our karma full. You, me, we're all getting that. So, where's Chota Haridas? The Lord replied, a person is sure to achieve the results of his fruitive activities. Dabe Srivas Tara Britanta Kohila Jaichi Sankalpa Jaichi Tribeni Praveshila. Then Srivas Thakur related the details of Haridas's decision and his entering the waters at the confluence of the Ganges and Jamuna. Shuni Prabhu Hashi Kohe Suprasana Chitta Prakriti Darshana Koile A Prayas Chitta. When Mahaprabhu heard these details, he smiled in a pleased mood and said, if with sensual intentions one looks at women, this is the only process of atonement. Mahaprabhu, the direct statement, you know, says, yes, if somebody is entering in onto that plane of enjoyment, this is the only prayas chitta. This is the way he can do it. Svarupari militabe bichar korila triveni prabhave haridas prabhu padpaila. Then all the devotees headed by Swarup Damodar concluded that because Haridas had committed suicide at the confluence of the rivers Ganges and Jamuna, he must have ultimately attained shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if it's the Ganges and Jamuna, why is it called Triveni? It's also the Saraswati, but you can't see the Saraswati. You don't know where the Saraswati is. But Triveni, it's actually Ganges, Jamuna, and Saraswati. But where is the Saraswati? Well, somebody knows. Emata lila koris sachiranandan jashuni bhaktaganer judaya karnaman. In this way, Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Sachi, performs his pastimes which greatly satisfy the ears and minds of pure devotees who hear about them. Apana karunya loke vairagya shikan sabhaktera guda anuraga prakati karan. This incident manifests the mercy of Mahaprabhu, his teachings that a person who is a vairagi or who is a renunciant or a sannyasi should remain in that position, and the deep attachment to him felt by his faithful devotees. Faithful devotee in this case being Chota Haridas, the deep attachment that he had for Mahaprabhu. Tirtera Mahima Nija Bhakte Atmasat Ak Lilaya Koren Prabhu Karya Panchashat. It also demonstrates the glories of holy places and shows how the Lord accepts his faithful devotee. Thus the Lord fulfilled 5 to 7 purposes performed by one. First of all, this incident manifests the mercy of Mahaprabhu, his teaching that a renunciant should stay or a sannyasi should remain in the renounced order, and the deep attachment to him felt by his faithful devotees. It also demonstrates the glories of the holy places and shows how the Lord accepts his faithful devotee. Thus the Lord fulfilled 5 to 7 pastimes by performing one pastime. Madhura Chaitanya Lila Samudra Gambir Loke Nahi Bhuje Bhuje Jay Bhaktadir. The pastimes of Mahaprabhu are like nectar, and they are deep like the ocean. People in general cannot understand them, but a sober devotee can. Vishvas Koriyashun Chaitanya Charitra Tarkana Koriya Tarke Habe Viparita. Please hear the pastimes of Mahaprabhu with faith and confidence. Do not argue, for arguments will produce a contrary result. Shri Rupa Raghunath Padijarash, Chaitanya Charitamrita Kohe Krishna Das, praying at the lotus feet of Shri Rupa and Shri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy. I, Krishna Das, narrate Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Then there's an added part here. It says, instructions from this chapter. Summarizing this chapter, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that one should derive from it the following lessons. One, although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, is an incarnation of mercy, he nevertheless gave up the company of one of his personal associates, namely Chota Haridas, for if he had not done so, pseudo-devotees would have taken advantage of Chota Haridas's fault by using it as an excuse to live as devotees and at the same time have illicit sexual connections. So, if you can figure out what's happening in this pastime, one thing you can figure out from that is that it's a million miles from the nonsense performed by the Prakriti Sahajiyas. You can't even figure out exactly the offense of Chota Haridas, except that Mahaprabhu didn't like him talking in this way, you know, when he was to an elderly Vaishnavi, you know, who's a Vairagi, then you certainly can understand that Mahaprabhu would never accept what goes on in the name of Vaishnavism by Sahajiyas. That much you can conclude for sure. Such activities would have demoralized the cult of Mahaprabhu, and as a result, devotees would surely have gone to a hellish life in the name of Mahaprabhu. So he closed that door very completely, you know. It's like this chapter concludes that, you know, anyone who's on the line of the Sahajiyas, they have no relation at all with Mahaprabhu. That's for starters. By chastising Chota Haridas, the Lord set the standard for acharyas, or the heads of institutions propagating the Chaitanya cult, and for all actual devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to maintain the highest standard. So, also certain actions can be excused for others, but not for someone who's supposed to be an acharya, who's a teacher, who's setting the standard. 3. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed that a pure devotee should be simple and free from sinful activities, for thus one can be his bona fide servant. Mahaprabhu taught his followers how to observe the renounced order strictly. 4. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to prove that his devotees are exalted and that their character is ideal. He kindly accepts his faithful devotees and teaches them how much tribulation and disturbance can be produced by even a slight deviation from the strict principles of devotional life. 5. By chastising Chota Haridas, Mahaprabhu exhibited his mercy toward him, thus showing how elevated was Chota Haridas's devotion for him. Because of this transcendental relationship, the Lord corrected even a slight offense committed by his pure devotee. Therefore, one who wants to be a pure devotee of Mahaprabhu should give up all material sense enjoyment. Otherwise, the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu are very difficult to attain. 6. If one dies in such a celebrated holy place as Prayag, Mathura, or Vrindavan, one can be relieved from the reactions to sinful life and then attain the shelter of the Lord. 7. Although a pure or faithful devotee may fall down, he nevertheless ultimately gets the chance to go back home, back to Godhead, by the mercy of the Lord. That's the end of this. This is the 7 explanations of this chapter by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So, certainly Mahaprabhu's pastimes, his Leela, it's not something that you can just understand intellectually or something like that. But certainly you can draw some, you can understand what you can conclude, you can understand that. It's not something, if you try to, analyze, why is the, you know, don't go that direction. Take from this, you know, what Mahaprabhu is teaching by his example, and what Chota Haridas is giving us by his example. And it's actually, you know, gives some very good indication of, you know, how our mission is going on. What is the standard of our mission? You can impose your own values. You can impose your own values on Krishna consciousness. And sure, there are lots of people that do that. And they are not rejected by Gurudev, and they're not outside the Lord's mercy and all that. But someone who wants to enter into the plane of, you know, divine relationship with the Lord and his devotees, there is a standard that is expected of them. Any questions? It's like we're worshiping. We're worshiping this level of devotion. We don't say that we have attained that level of devotion, but it's our ideal. It's something we worship. It's not like I read this chapter and I consider, oh, this is unattainable by me. No, it's my ideal. It's something I worship. You know, I may not feel myself of any substance, but still, this is my ideal. This is something that I worship. You know, this I know is Mahaprabhu's standard of devotion and something to be revered, something to be worshipped, something to be cherished. You know, whether one is on that platform or not, that's not necessarily... There's so many things that Mahaprabhu said and showed that we consider this is the actual standard, this is the worshipable ideal. And we accept that. That's something cherished by us. It's not something we say, oh, that was Mahaprabhu's time, we can't attain that. No. Why we should be dismissive? We're not dismissive of this standard. Does anyone have a question?
I have a question.
Yeah.
We don't see so much in our mission, like this sweetness. I mean, no, like, you know, I've been in this contest, like the Ramacharya that we can look at, washing down, and everything seems to be a bit artificial.
Well, there's also some consideration, you know, like we all know the famous quote of Srila Govinda Maharaj, or many of us know, you know, where Srila Govinda Maharaj said, I am like Jagannath. I don't have any arms, I don't have any legs, but I have eyes and I'm seeing. So indicating he knows what is the standard, but he's not imposing that on us all the time. He's not taking action, but that doesn't mean he's accepting everything that's going on. And there were times we'd be with Srila Govinda Maharaj, especially in the form of humor, he'd make some of the deepest, you know, sometimes like slicing remarks that indicated this is not the standard. You know, many times I heard that. But he didn't say it in the, he didn't say ever so much in the mood of, you know, you're nonsense, now get out. It's more like just some kind of a humor unique that just made you understand that what I am doing, what I'm saying, that is not really up to the standard of Srila Govinda Maharaj. And he sees that one is not of that plane, but, and he make a comment, like in the form of a joke, that is like, you know, like a, almost like a hot knife or something, but, you know, it's not rejecting you, but indicating to you that, you know. So it's true, we don't always see that standard, and we can't say that Mahaprabhu's standard of strictness is something that's imposed upon us. We've seen many examples of that, you know, and heard of even examples from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is very strict, but how he made sometimes, you know, provisions for his preaching mission to go on. Somebody wasn't up to standard, but he didn't reject it. Just like he told to Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, one devotee was not up to the standard in Puri. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur rejected him, and then told the Srila Guru Maharaj, almost, you know, contradictorily, you befriend him and give him your mercy. And that Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he said, how can I do that when he's been rejected by you? And then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, yes, but Mahaprabhu also rejected Krishna Das But Nityananda Prabhu gave him his mercy. So you be like Nityananda Prabhu and you give him your mercy. At the same time, he had been like formally rejected by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But that same person who rejected this, that same Srila Saraswati Thakur, who'd rejected this devotee, you know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati asked Srila Guru Maharaj, you give him your mercy. You be like Nityananda Prabhu. So people would be rejected by Mahaprabhu. They would not be rejected by Nityananda Prabhu. Some persons were rejected by Srila Sridhar Maharaj. They were not rejected by Srila Govinda Maharaj. He engaged them. He almost engaged like a band of rejects. You know? Yes. Persons who have been rejected by Guru Maharaj, Srila Govinda Maharaj gave them nourishment and still engaged them. So you can say, well, we don't know, we don't see so much this level of strictness. Yes, because who are we? And who was Chota Haridas? And an intimate Parsha devotee of the Lord, who are we, you know? I'll speak for myself. An aspiring Malecha.
Well, the Srila Jaya Maharaj told the story of two monks who came upon a beautiful young lady who needed to cross the stream.
Yes.
And one of the monks took her across, and they walked on and on and on, finally reached the monastery. And the monk who hadn't taken the lady said, how could you have done this? We're not supposed to touch ladies. And the other monk said, well, I kept her for 1 minute taking her across
the stream. No, wait, he said, I carried her across the stream. You're still carrying her.
Yes.
That was his remark. I carried her across the stream and I put her down on the other side, but you're still carrying her. Because you're still thinking about it. You know? Yeah, I touched her, I carried her across the stream and everything.
So there's Yuksa Vairagya Muchate, and there's that standard going on, and also the same standard of Mahaprabhu was like inconceivable. Both are there. But how do we apply it? It only can be done in our
I believe that will depend on the level of consciousness and development of the individual person, what they can apply, and if they apply it rightly or wrongly, you know. There's not somebody always, you know, giving you the Vaishnav, you know, the Vaishnav handbook that covers every situation. Sometimes you have to apply the standard yourself and you try to apply it with good consciousness. You may be right and you may be wrong, but we have to live life. I mean, we have to go on in our preaching mood. If I make a mistake, well, you know, I make a mistake. You know, pay whatever I have to pay for that mistake. But so many things, we have to go on. We're in this world and we're a mission. And we're trying to serve Gurudev. We're trying to serve Gurudev according to our own level of, you know, to the best we can according to our own sincerity. And that's one thing, generally, unless somebody is a complete ridiculous, you know, somebody. Generally speaking, I will try to not doubt other people's sincerity. I'm not trying to doubt somebody's sincerity. I am not, you know, I'll deal with my own sincerity. I'm not going to doubt anyone. Now, if I figure somebody is trying to take advantage of Gurudev and is, you know, malicious in their plan to, you know, try and exploit Gurudev, that's another consideration. But that's something extreme. I'm not going to come to that level of consideration about another person. Generally, I'll try to presuppose people's sincerity. Trust in them and try to help them according to their level of sincerity. You can't do any otherwise. Otherwise, you know, I'll become a cynic and I don't want to ever be a cynic. That's my feeling. Okay. Jai Saparikara Shishi Guru Goranga Gandharva Govinda Sundarjo Ki
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj Samadhi Mandir Ki
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Bhattacharya Astadara Sadashi Shiman Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Bhattacharya Astadara Sadashi Shiman Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Jai Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Satchidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnupad Vaishnava Sarvamoma Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Namachari Srila Haridas Thakur Ki
Jai.
Shri Rupa Sanatana Bhattaranganah Shri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Dasaranganah Shad Goswami Prabhu Ki
Jai.
Premsikha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki
Jai.
Saparshida Shri Mahaprabhu Ki
Jai.
Saparshida Shri Nityananda Prabhu Ki
Jai.
Shri Kuladvip Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki
Jai.
Ganga Devi Ki Jai, Tulasi Maharani Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Govardhan Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Kalindi Yamuna Jo Ki Jai, Shri Purushottam Dham Ki Jai, Maladev Subhadra Jagannath Jo Ki Jai, Bhakti Vignavinashaya, Shri Nrisingadev Ki Jai, Bhakti Prabhada, Shri Prahlad Maharaj Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki
Jai,
Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki
Jai,
Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Ki
Jai,
Shripad Nyasi Maharaj Ki
Jai,
Shripad Bhakti Kamal Tyagi Maharaj Ki
Jai,
Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki
Jai,
Shripad Yunabhanyu Prabhu Ki
Jai,
Gaur Premanand.
Bhakti Bhavan Janardhan Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Shri Mahananda Prabhu Ki
Jai.
Bhakti Ranjan.
Hare Krishna.
Bhakti Ranjan
and
Seva Vikram. Yudhamani Seva Vikram.